At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Song of the Day, Diamond Girl by Seals and Crofts from 1973. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day from 1973, Diamond Girl by Seals and Crofts, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
It just got to a really good part there. It was just going to a really good part. Yeah.
Now it's gone.
I heard that song yesterday and I texted Jake. Good job on that. I was at Casey's and I had to pump gas. It was on Yacht Rock Radio. And I just said, oh, I'm not going to miss this song. So I just turned it up and pumped gas while it was blaring at Casey's. It was a rare thing. I would never do that usually.
Cranked it up.
Yeah. I just said, I'm not going to miss this song. It was on the radio. It's one of the best. What?
1973.
Oh, God.
Is that Better Times?
Yeah.
Better Times.
It's in the nines. I've always thought it was one of the best like songs of that era, that for sure. I mean, I don't do the top 10 songs, things that always changes in your mind, but it'd be close. I give it a 9.776. Whoa. It's an incredible song. And you played some of it. If you play, it has layers. It's incredible. It's one of those songs that kind of keeps getting better as it goes. Yeah. I definitely in the 9.7s.
9.7. Okay, Bill.
It's definitely a mood song. If you're in the right mood when you hear it, it's a driving song. If you're just cruising on a long drive Sunday. And that's on, oh, incredible. Yeah, Jake, you nailed it again, per usual. It's an 8.888.
Okay.
For me. 8.888.
Very high score.
Let's see what Ben says.
Young yeah. Ben.
Ben's going to not like it as much. He's going to be in the 6.4s.
He says he gave me a 1.10. Oh, that's Farley. Farley yeah. gives it a 1.100. Young Ben is at a 6.7 on that one. 6.7.
What Farley gave it? What?
He gave it a 1.100000.
Great song
from Young
it's
Ben.
A great
from
song.
Farley, excuse me.
Thank you.
6.7 from Young Ben. Some ratings here before we get to Bill's thrills. Ryan in California, 6.8. Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 7.
Okay.
A solid score okay. from
yeah.
them.
Yeah, good. Very good.
East Lincoln West, 8.5. Great way to start the week, Jake, from East Lincoln West.
Nah.
Sandmaster in KC, 7.5. Guilt Nerd, 3.8.
It's okay.
Getting like in bird. He's getting in birds category where he's going kind of low with his ratings. Oh, every time from Guilt Nerd. Mm-hmm. Derek in a car chimes in with a 8.975. Mike and Dalton 8. Rick from Wahoo says a 7.5. Sanderson 6.2. Shamia 8.7.
Shamia.
Scooter 8.8. Kiffin in Columbus 6.6. Husker Mike in Waterloo 9 on that one.
Waterloo.
High scores today for...
Mike gave it a 9.
Yep, Song of the Day.
Seals and Crofts.
Again, Diamond Girl by Seals and Crofts.
Great song.
Song of the Day.
Mike texted and said, I'm proud that you still have the Bucky sticker on your computer. He gave us those stickers.
Yes, he did.
Mike did.
Thank Oscar, you, Mike, and Waterloo. Yeah, that's not leaving your laptop anytime soon.
No, it's not.
It's not doing that. So, there's your ratings on Song of the Day. It's time for Bill's Thrills. Here we go on a Monday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs, a free consultation with them. It is a Football Facts Monday. Bill, what do you have in mind today?
Football Facts. Obviously, we're so getting started in this season. God, it gives us so much things to talk about. My biggest thing with football, this happens every game. It's so critical in your first game and early in the season. But this is a true statement. You lose more games than you win.
Oh.
You lose more games than you win. I'm going to go to the New Mexico-Montana State, and I watched every play. I was pulling so hard for them. They were up 31-14 in the fourth quarter. New Mexico was up. They missed two field goals during that time. They had two game changers, game-ending catches. Twice hit them right in the chest.
New Mexico.
And if they just catch the ball and hold on and fall down, the game is over.
Yep.
O-V-E-R. It's over. Instead, don't make it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then they have them backed up. 4 minutes to go. They're up by 10 with 4 minutes to go.
New Mexico.
Montana State's on their own 6-yard line. They ran outside zone for 96-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
A 96-yard touchdown run.
Some guy named Stone, white running back.
It was remarkable the things that happened. You lose more games. And they threw him to a receiver, one of the drops. He had caught like 8 balls for 100-some yards, whatever it was, a ton of catches. They hit him right in the hands.
Ouch.
The next one like that, hit him right in the hand. Both of them, they're again, to end the game, you lose more games than you win. But the one against Nevada and SMU was just mind-blowing. It was a coaching error, and it didn't seem like that it was even really addressed because it happened again. So it'll paint the scenario for you like that. And these are the things that cannot happen. It's 24-21. Nevada has the lead. 24-21, fourth quarter, Nevada has the lead. They kick off. SMU does. They just scored. They kick
Big
off.
Big upset brewing.
Nevada goes to be able to goes and he makes a fair catch signal.
Okay.
2 yards in the end zone. Drops the ball.
Uh-oh.
Bounces to the 1 yard line. The ball then, he went out and recovered at the one. The ball is dead at the 1 yard line.
On a kickoff.
But here's the situation all the people talked about was, well, here's what happened and that's the rule. It was so bad. You never, ever do that. You never, ever fair catch. When I'm going to fair catch a ball in the end zone. So I always taught our guys like that. Never do that. You just step out of the way and let the ball hit.
Right.
When the ball hits in the end zone, it's done. There's no reason to catch a ball, a fair catch ball, in the end zone. There's no reason to do it. If you do that, the fair catch, you're on the 2 yard line. Yes, that makes sense to fair catch it now. When the ball is in the end zone with where you're at, you never should ever teach them to fair catch it. And the next kickoff return did the same thing. They kicked it off and they fair caught the ball or caught it and took a knee at like at the minus two inside the goal line by 2 yards inside the end zone. You never do that. You know, I used to always teach the returners never ever fair catch the ball, or if you're not going to return the ball, if it's a non-return situation, just let it hit the ground and if everything is over. Instead, they get the ball at the 1 yard line. Two plays later, they get a safety. Now it's 23-24.
Oh, no.
And then they end up holding them on the safety, get the ball back. They go down and score, and SMU comes back and wins. But it was just you lose more games than you win, and all they had to do was just let the ball hit, and it was coming out to the 25-yard line. That's all they had to do. And instead, it wasn't happening like that. And it looked like there was just some errors across the board when you lose more games than you win. Those things show up. Right now, it's like, oh, they lost, played hard like that, but, oh, there was such a critical error in there that you just have a long time getting over, and I'm sure the special teams coordinators, you got to be just sick for what happened in that game.
I think you pointed out in the group chat that also that, you know, it was 105 degrees here. It was cold in Reno. People had stocking caps on.
They had the commissioner on. I can't think the lady's name. She's commissioner of the Mountain West, and she was in a stocking cap, and the lady interviewer thanked her. She said, thank you for the hand warmers. And they showed and they showed the sidelines and they had and they had on jackets and the and it looked like they were frozen. All of SMU had all their coaches had their hands in their pockets and it looked like it was here in Lincoln it was 100 degrees. And they're it's like the first
you wouldn't even know.
It's August. It's week zero and they're freezing. It was remarkable to watch it. It really was.
56.
Yeah. That's what the temperature was?
Yeah, not that cold. I mean, it's weird. It was weird. I guess if you're from Dallas, it's cold.
But even the announcer, like I said, the commissioner, she had on a stocking cap, and she brought hand warmers to the game.
Did she have a coat on, too?
Hand warmers. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely had a coat on. All their coaches were in hoodies and everything. Everybody was very dressed warm. They showed the crowd. I just felt bad for first game for him as a head coach to have. They played really well.
They're pretty good.
They played really well. And
Nevada?
Lubick, Matt, called a really good game. A really good job.
Another example of a team that was a big favorite, SMU, was a 27.5-point favorite. And they trailed the whole game. Now, they won, but they trailed the whole game, pulled it out at the end. But first game on the road, weird things happen.
Just think about it. You just catch a pass and you win the game. You're New Mexico. They were 13.5-point underdogs. Just catch the ball. Game over. Wide open. Wide open also. It wasn't like, it's really contested. Nope, it wasn't. Oh, that is crushing to you as a coach.
It was also Montana State had to have a long drive to win that game.
Oh, absolutely.
They were inside their own 10 to start the drive.
The whole thing you thought was going to go to overtime, kick the field goal. They went right down and scored. Yep. Went right down and scored with 10 seconds left, scored the winner. So just a lot of things. And that's going to happen throughout. As you start watching football, and I say when some team truly just lost the game, that's what happened in that situation. And early in the season, boy, turnovers or things that maybe you've not been completely prepared for come up over and over again. There's so many scenarios that go on in football on a daily, during a game. It's remarkable. The substitutions, all the things going on, it's just a lot. So it's always nerve-wracking as a coach.
There you go. There's the Bills Drills Football Facts Monday. Thank you for that, Bill. When we come back, hour two. I want to know, Georgia Tech showed a path to beating a quality team with good special teams and offensive line play. Can Nebraska win that way? It's up to next an early break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.